What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, they added Durant is who they added. The question is, who will they add from here? Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great start to your day. And my guess is you are. If you notice, we haven't talked almost at all about that Philly stinker yesterday. And it was a real stinker.
Fell apart quick.
Yes, it
did.
But
that team was pretty good, right?
Yeah, right.
The team we were playing, they were really... excellent.
My buddy Mike just sent me a text. He goes, anyone going to bring up the fact they lost 2 out of 3 to the White Sox? No. I said, nope, not going to bring it up.
Not happening. Hey, our program today as we broadcast from McGurk's and Horsham. 9 more hours to go with the radio station broadcasting here today up until that 6 o'clock trade deadline. The entire broadcast presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. John, you'll appreciate this. Right before we came back from break, Justin D'Orazio here on set with us as the engineer. Screamed because we're all milling out amongst the crowd. And he said, 30 seconds! Meaning, you know, get your butts back here. We're on the air in 30 seconds. And my cousin right there, my cousin Brian, because we had a great crowd out here today.
Where's your cousin Brian?
Right here, blue shirt, right?
Shout out to Brian.
He said 30
cousin
seconds.
Brian.
He said, we used to hear that in the Army when we jump out of the plane. They tell us we got 30 seconds before we jump out of the plane.
Wow. 30
thing.
Seconds really is.
Really the same thing.
That feels very similar.
Served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Shout out to my cousin Brian.
Yeah,
wow.
Cousin Brian.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
My cousin Doug served in Kuwait and Bosnia.
Very good. That's outstanding. Absolutely awesome. All right, we welcome on this trade deadline day, and he's going to be taking the reins starting at 10 in this chair for the 4 hours thereafter. But contributing to this hour as well is Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Ben Davis, Ruben Amaro, James Seltzer, and Rhea Hughes are joined by Mr. Joe Giglio. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Are you pumped up with what the Phillies did?
Very, extremely. Duran is a tremendous relief pitcher. And the fact that they didn't give up Andrew Painter to get him, which I understood why the Twins asked, right? This guy, you have years with this guy. This is one of the best closers in baseball, and they didn't give up the best prospect. I love it. And we haven't had a closer like this around here since Papelbon?
Papelbon.
Yep. I mean, it's a decade. I mean, it's a decade of now they have a presence in the ninth inning, which is huge. I love what they did yesterday.
Was it less than you expected it to be?
Yeah, I would say so.
To get him?
Yeah. I thought it would – I mean, I understood when I saw they were asking for Andrew Painter. I would have held firm if I were
there. But Tyeet, losing him hurts more than losing Abel, correct?
I agree with that, yeah. I mean, he could be their next catcher. But, again, that's down the line, right? He's 19 years old.
He could be their two catchers from now, but for 10 years.
Yes. And he might be an all-star. But you know what? Yeah. Sometimes you can lose a deal in the aggregate, but you win it. If the Phillies get to a World Series or win one with Duran, we're going to be happy about this. I yesterday was a home run.
So Joe, I made this point. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
So what's next? What's next today, Joe? Do you have the same great feeling about what comes now?
I have hope. I don't know if I have. Are they going to get a player as good as Duran for their lineup? Probably not. But I think about it. I think it was with you guys a few weeks ago when Ruben said they're three players away. And one of those could have been David Robertson.
David Robertson was one of those three.
One of them is another relief pitcher. All right, that's secure.
There we go.
Now we need the bat.
And then we'll be great.
Well, then they would have everything they need to go win the World Series. But they need that bat. That's today. And that's Dave Dombrowski's job over the next what are we at now? Almost 8 or 9 hours?
8 hours and 52 minutes.
That's the job. Go get the bat now.
That's where we're at. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here in the 9 o'clock hour. By the way, you can react on the Times Yours line to the trade deadline, what has happened so far, and what could still come. Look, a lot of people very pumped up, and frankly, it's been hard for a lot of people to get in on the phones today because we've been so jammed with phone calls. If you've been receiving and getting a busy signal, call Times Yours. It's right there for you. 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500, and let us know what you think of the trade, and we'll get the best calls on at 945 today. Let's talk to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
First things first, you can. I don't care how many Hall of Famers they lose, as long as Philadelphia gets a ring. First and foremost, look at the list of the Chicago Cubs that have Hall of Famers with no rings. Ben, I have to ask you a question, my friend. Outside of Schwarber, who is the thumpers this lineup has? We're in a launching pad. Citizens Bank Park is like Cape Canaveral. You have to get a thumper. If we're in the era of home runs and RBIs, not batting averages.
Yeah, we are, but we're also in the era of swing and miss. And I've seen enough of that in the last 3 years. The reason they haven't won in the playoffs, they go out to Arizona and they don't hit. They come back here, they don't hit. They need guys that hit for average. That's the bottom line. I'll take that guy any day of the week.
Yeah. They didn't hit for averages in those series either. Anyway, my only concern with this, and be careful of how you throw the word best, this guy was 20th in saves. He could be great. He could be great. He has 18 saves and 51 wins that Minnesota had. This team's going to need to have a Mariano Rivera-type guy. I don't know if this guy can be that. With our offense, you're going to need lights-out closer, and I hope this is what he is. How did we get around?
I wouldn't judge
Hoppers?
Him just by his number of saves.
I agree with James. Yeah, I'll also add this. The number of Mariano Rivera's in MLB history is one.
Oh, no,
yeah, one. Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
Full stop.
One.
But when you have an offense like the Phillies have, you're going to need, maybe not a Mariano, but you're going to need somebody that's going to be a real lights-out closer. I don't know if this guy's it. Hopefully he is.
And how I think you're underselling him,
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah, Rick. I think you're
right. Rick, I think
he's ever seen this guy pitch one.
We're all on the same team. I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. By the way, how do we get around Topper's analytic approach? Is he going to pitch this guy against the top of the order in the seventh inning and leave us?
He does not have an analytic approach. He does not have an analytic approach to it. I don't know where you're getting that.
Well, Topper does like to use his best reliever against the middle of the order or whatever. He has done that, but it does seem like from what Dombrowski said, this guy's going to be the closer.
That's
smart baseball, yeah.
And I don't know if they're not saving Painter for that bat, but we'll find out. All right, was the end of the Sixth Sense mentioned yet?
No,
it was not said. Someone texted it to me. That's what confused me.
That's exactly right.
Sixth Sense was not said.
That's the number one answer. I didn't like that call, but I like the answer.
My answer is better than that answer. My answer is so clearly better than that.
But it hasn't been mentioned. That one to me is the best. I still remain stunned by it.
Thank you. I am disgusted with our audience that no one has said.
How do you think they feel about you?
Good point. Fair point. All right.
Situation.
All right, let's test everybody right now. Okay. We're going to hear in a moment Durant say how to say his name. But we played this audio 2 hours ago, but James, we start with you. Proper pronunciation of Durant's first and last name. Go ahead.
Is Joan Duran.
And you say that with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. John?
Joan Duran.
Ben?
Joan Duran.
All right, you guys are good. Rob Rubin's going to nail it.
Joan Duran.
All right.
Joan Duran.
Well, you just copied people,
Joe. I was last. I got to go last.
All right. I was the guy calling Jose Mesa Joe Table.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Duran talk recently about how to say his name.
My name is Joan Duran. Joan Duran. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm hearing.
Joan Duran.
Joan.
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 Duran.
Joan.
Joan.
So it's not Joan?
No, Joan.
Joan.
It's like Johan with a J. It's Johan.
Joan.
Joan?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he had an R in there. I heard Joan.
He did not. I don't know.
play it again. I heard an R. I heard
There's
Joan.
No R in his first name.
All right, let's hear it. There's an R. I heard Joan. Let's hear it.
My name is Joan Duran. Joan Duran.
No. Joan.
Joan. Joan.
Yeah, my ears must not work.
Whoa, shocker.
let's go to Mitch in Westchester. Good morning, Mitch.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Mitchy Poo. How are you, pal?
Hey,
no, there's only one Mitchy Poo. I'm sorry.
No, there was Witchy Poo, if you remember her from the 70s.
I don't.
That was HR Puffin stuff, Witchy Poo.
Oh, that's right.
No?
I remember that.
HR Puffin?
That's right.
Cricket?
I mean, listen, when we think 70s, Rube's the oldest here, so he's...
Oh, I see. That's what you did.
I remember that one.
I see you did that.
He's the one that goes back to Cheryl Teague's prime.
Yeah, you know, us old guys all got to stick together. All right. So my thought is, we need to get the kid from the Guardians. We need a bat at the top of the lineup. That's what we need. Move Turner back to the two. Move Schwarber back to the three.
Well, I think Schwarber would go four there and Harper three if they did. I think it would go Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber if they got Kwan.
Yeah. I love it. You get some guys on base, and you get the thumpers in there to knock them in, and we get some runs. That's what we need. We need runs at the top of the order.
They do. They also, by the way, need runs at the bottom. It's a really weak 5-9. I know Marsh has played better lately, but it's as 5-9s go, it's actually horrendous.
But this slides everybody
for a playoff team.
Right, but this slides everybody back a notch. You know,
no,
what
it
I mean?
Would. It would knock everyone back one. That's right.
So you know. Now suddenly we only suck 6-9, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get you.
That's just my
Mitch,
thought.
Mitch, give me a closing to a movie. Which one do you
Dude,
have?
I got you, and I know this is the one you're thinking of, Primal Fear.
No, but it's a great answer as well. God, you guys stink. Let me just give you a hint. I could play just the audio. You wouldn't even have visual. I could play the last minute and a half just audio on our show.
Give it away, dude.
It's well, Ruben, you're not allowed to comment because you're the only one here that knows because I texted it to you. It is so obvious what the best last scene of a movie of all time is.
Okay.
It's so obvious.
I mean, it says something
God.
That has not come up yet.
I cannot believe you
really
guys.
Not that obvious.
I Must guess it's not. Obvious is that. Not the word I would
oh
use.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's go to Jock in Philadelphia. Jock, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, morning team. How are you?
Great,
I mean,
Jock.
We're excited, Jock.
Hey, is Jock your name? How did nickname arrived?
Well, it's short for Jock here.
Nice. Oh, okay. That's
yeah, this that is my works. Nickname. But first, I just want to say congratulations, John.
Thank you, John.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Second thing I wanted to say was I'm really excited about the Phils. I think that this is our year. I've been saying that for a while, yeah. Even prior to this trade. I just feel like the ups and flows of the baseball season, and right now is our time, you know, kind of hit the ground running. So pretty excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And, Joe, I wanted to tell you, I think you're going to go down, man, against Jack. All right, I'm supporting my Bloomsburg brother. I feel like, you know, when y'all play y'all tennis match, you might get him there, but running in basketball, man, I think you're going down 3-2.
Well, look, I think we're going to split the next two, and it's going to come down to hoops, and I got a secret weapon. I do. I'm not telling anybody what it is.
So excited.
I got a secret weapon.
Okay, for the side topic, I think the best, in my opinion, and I still don't know if it was true, a reality, or a dream, but it's Inception.
Inception. Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. When he said the reality of the dream thing, I think he was talking to Wizard of Oz for a sec, but Inception, you got it.
So, Joe, a quick Mark Feinsand update on the Luis Robert market. Luis
yes.
Robert Jr.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
One of the main trade candidates to watch today, the Mets and Phillies remain in the mix to some extent. But according to a source, the Padres have emerged as the team to watch. San Diego seems motivated to add an outfielder today. So add another team to that.
So he has to get traded, right?
Whether I think he probably
like 100%.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Well, he's at 2 years. They theoretically could trade him at the deadline next year if they wanted to. I mean, theoretically.
Yeah, but then you just...
I think he'll get traded. Yeah. I would be surprised if Robert doesn't get
traded. He also has an option year after this year. It's $20 million. He hasn't really played well. It's a weird... It's almost like you could treat him as a rental. If he doesn't play well, you don't have to keep him.
Yeah. Right.
It's a club option.
Joe, who do you want? Give us two or three names that you'd like to see the Phillies at.
All right, the top two names are easy for me. It's Stephen Kwan from Cleveland and Brendan Donovan, whose name came up this morning from St. Louis. Like, the both of those guys get on base. They work counts. You could put them at the top of the order. Kwan is a gold glover. And Donovan, he could play second base. I mean, Bryson Stott, guys, has been a problem for a long time. I mean, it's just been a negative offensively for a long time. This guy's an all-star second baseman. If you get either of those guys, they're top of my list. But then if they can't get those guys, I would take Robert. I think it's worth the flyer. I mean, what, 2 years ago? He's 38 home runs.
Yep.
He can steal 30 bases. He played good defense. We saw this week. So he's not top of my list, but... Joe, if they can't get anything else, I would definitely take Luis Robert by 6 o'clock.
Richie, if this thing is Marsh, Kepler, and Rojas,
it won't
in
be.
The playoffs.
It won't be.
It won't be.
It won't.
They
be. Can't. It can't be.
It's been.
You don't trade for Durant
3 years in a row.
Right.
That
you don't
been
trade
a
for
combination
Durant and then
guys.
And then not add a bat. I would just be. I mean, it's possible. Obviously, I would be really, really surprised if they don't add a bad thing. Shocked.
Just remember yesterday however you term it, the Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Dave Dombrowski said, "We're not done. We're not done talking to people. We're not." Think about that.
I got that audio ready to go. I believe, Buzz, this is the fourth of the Dombo cuts. Let's listen because more to come was asked. Let's listen to what Dombrowski said.
Would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. So, I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So so we have to see what happens tomorrow, really.
That's classic.
Hey, everyone, we don't have to make a trade. Just so you know, we're not desperate here.
Yeah. That's great.
Just so
we're
you know.
Not done. We're not done talking.
So, Rube, what does Dombrowski like to deal with?
Well, he was difficult when I was dealing against him. When he was with Detroit, we tried to do, I think, one or two deals. One of them, I think, was Marlon Byrd when we were trying to move him. It was not easy, but, yeah, he's a shrewd guy. He knows exactly what he wants, and he's had a lot of success doing it. I mean, there was a lot of talk when he went to Boston that, oh, man, he's going to clear out that entire organization and this, that, and the other. Well, he ended up winning a World Series there, too, so... this man knows what he's doing, and he knows what this team needs. And believe me, he will grind and work to try to get it done.
Rube, let me ask you this question. I'm wondering if – I think come on is one word, if it's C'MON.
Yes.
If it's ever said GM to GM in the hours leading up to the trade deadline, like, is it ever like, come on, I know you're going to offer me a little bit more in 3 hours. Can you just say it now and get this over with? Like – do you ever have that moment where one GM says to the other, enough of the games, let's just get it done. Come on, let's just get it done.
I've had a very prominent GM drop the F-bomb on me a couple of times.
So Cashman.
No. It was not Brian Cashman. Listen, sometimes you usually like to try to build the relationship. There are times when... when things can get contentious, but then you're not getting a deal done. And you probably – the come on discussion comes after you hang up the phone. And you go back to your room and you go, are you kidding me? This guy's a clown. But
I can see you saying that, Rube.
But But typically, I mean, you're pretty cordial.
Rhea, do we go to bed happy tonight?
Well, that depends on what you're doing.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true.
I'm going to say yes.
Hey, now.
No, no.
You think they do something else here today?
I just think they have to. To James's point that he just made, you don't get Duran if you're not going to do anything else. Fixing the bullpen is as important as fixing this lineup.
All right. Let's talk to Hector right now. Calling from the Poconos. Good morning, Hector. Hector.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm not a Philly fan. I'm an Eagle fan, but I listen to you guys every day. So,
okay.
Gotta go for Quam. Give him Painter. Gotta get it done this year. I'm telling you. The time is running out.
Well,
what about Quan?
Yeah.
Would you go for him?
Yeah.
He'd be top of my list.
I would trade Painter for Quam.
I missed say some names, but that was a whopper right there, man.
How do you say Castellanos' name?
You know?
It's why I wanted Eugenio Suarez.
Oh, yeah.
Rube, because I wanted to hear him called Eugenio.
You know
the
most likely, if they trade for Luis Robert, it's Roberts. It's
just like Roberts. Alshon Jeffrey was Alshon Jeffries the whole time.
You can see it already happening. I know.
Yes.
It's like Wawa's.
Have Ruben go take Dombrowski out to lunch and talk him into it today. Ooh. Get it done.
He knows what he's doing. He doesn't need my help at all.
Man's a little busy right now.
Ruben, you know you do it in a heartbeat. That's for sure. I know
you
would.
Can you imagine Dombo getting a text from Ruben? Hey, man, you want to do lunch today?
Are you busy at all?
All right, Hector, give me an answer. Great closing to a movie.
And I'll go with the Philly movies, and I'll go every Rocky.
That's not an acceptable answer. Not acceptable. All right, Rube, let me ask you a question. How do you notify the league that a deal has been agreed upon?
Well, it's usually by email, and then you send like the terms of the deal.
Do both sides have to send the email?
There are times, not necessarily.
Like, let's say it's 5:59. How do you tell the league?
Not necessarily. I think that's a phone call, and I think that it's changed over the years how it works. I don't know if it's a text message, a Slack, or something like that. But I haven't been doing it for a long, long time, so it's a little different. But the terms of the deal have to be written upon and also approved by the other GM. But usually, you talk to each other. Oh, who's sending it? You know, who's sending the email? And you kind of go from there.
All right, let me ask the question. Let's go right around the room here. On a day we hope the Phillies get someone really exciting, most excited you've ever been with an acquisition in Philadelphia sports?
Oh.
All four teams.
Because
I got like four or five rattling through my mind.
Oh, yeah. Those,
Bryce Harper.
Bryce is a big one.
Yep. Bryce Harper.
Okay,
When Rube got us Cliff Lee back.
That's a big one.
Like, I remember exactly where I was. I remember my buddy calling me and freaking out.
I was certainly more excited for Cliff than Bryce.
Yeah, in that moment,
I was.
Cliff, like, that's the first thing that hit me.
I got you. Rhea, most excited, which player ever?
Well, for me, it's when the Flyers were awarded Eric Lindros.
That's up there, too.
That's a massive one.
I mean, just sitting around the radio, we were waiting for the arbitration ruling. So it was nuts. The Bryce one was massive because we were at spring training. The entire town went insane.
That's great.
I mean, it was one of the coolest days ever. That Moses, that's a long time.
Moses is big.
Moses.
All right, Ben, what do you got? Number one for you ever.
Harper. Because I remember doing the game, and one of the fans told Gabe Kapler, hey,
no way, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, wow. We got Bryce Harper. And he's like, he turned around and was like, really? It was news to him.
Rube, what do you got?
Look, T.O.'s up there. You mentioned
T.O.'s up there. Yeah. That was the convoluted one. Rube, what's your number one? Because you got some other whoppers that haven't been said yet. Well, Moses and Pete haven't been said.
So Ruben? Pete Rose was a big one for me. As a kid,
yeah,
getting Pete Rose. I mean, he was the best player on the planet. I thought that getting Jim Thome was a big one.
That was massive too.
That changed the whole trajectory.
That was huge also.
And just having been part of that one as well, that was probably for me in my early stages of being in the front office was the most exciting one for me.
Yeah.
Besides the Cliff Lee one, obviously.
Joe, what do you got?
It's Harper. I mean, I remember driving in to WIP.
It's definitely Cliff Lee over Harper. It's definitely in the moment for excitement, it is Cliff Lee
over
Harper.
It was so shocking.
Well, the Cliff Lee was definitely the most shocking.
Right? I left the money on the table. The New York people heckled the wife.
Over New York, yep.
But that did happen late at night.
It didn't matter.
It did,
but
yeah.
The Harper.
I stayed up through the night. I did.
I heard it watching. Monday Night Football was on. I saw it on while I was watching the game. But the Harper one, we had talked about that for months. It was like.
I know.
I almost felt like we were part of it. And I heard Marks and Reese broke the news on their show. Yeah, it was for me.
Yeah. Well, it's a big day. It is deadline day. We've got, let me do the math here, 8 hours and 24 minutes to go. And the radio station, WIP, will lead you right up to 6 o'clock with a big old series of shows from McGurk's in Horsham. And it's all presented by Surfside Iced Tea and vodka. Let's close out the Twitter poll questions of the day. Both are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, are people digging the trade that the Phillies made yesterday? John Ritchie, do people like it, yes or no? Our Twitter poll question, do you like the Phillies trade of Abel and Tait for Duran? Did I do okay?
Wow, pretty good.
You did great, buddy.
John, how do people vote?
I'm going to say 90% say yes.
So 95, and this actually beats
holy cow.
This beats the over-under butthead ratio, which I have at
7%. Yes.
So this actually beats that group.
I actually think that's the right ratio based on the polls.
Seven?
You're right, 7% is about what it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ben, if we do this 1 plus 1 equal 2, normally 7% will say no.
Correct.
Just to be jackass.
Yes.
So we got only 5%. Now look, time will tell, but obviously excitement is...
I honestly don't know what there's not to like about that.
Well, that Tait could become the best catcher in baseball.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying that's the answer.
I guess. Yeah. this is a complete game changer signing this guy.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's a game changer.
All right, second poll question. Do you think Dombrowski is going to make another meaningful trade today? John, where do people come down on that one?
I'm going to say 90% say yes.
70.
He told us last 100%. Night he was going to make another trade.
But here's the irony. If they don't make that trade yesterday, is he going to make a meaningful trade today? 75% of people would have said no. Because that was the feeling in the air. How quick it changes. Look, there is something to be said for if you're going to go in for one, you might as well go in for one more.
Exactly.
There is something
to be said
for
that.
What
is it, in for a penny, in for a pound? What's the
correct,
saying?
Yes.
Ooh,
that's a good one right there.
All right, let's talk to Paul in Jenkintown, not too far from where we are in Horsham. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, Morning Show team. Congratulations, Sean. And
thanks, Paul.
I had a deal that actually would be great. And it's going to break up the daycare, but
that's okay. By the way, it's not 2023 anymore.
We keep Painter. It is Brandon Marsh, Bryson Stott, and Aiden Miller for Stephen Kwan.
Well, Marsh gets you nothing.
That's not enough,
dude.
You're not getting Stephen Kwan.
You're just not. No, you're not, dude. Marsh has like very little value. I mean, very, very low.
And I don't know what kind of value Bohm has, like, at this point.
Yeah.
A year and a half away from free agency. Like, I just don't know what kind of... I mean, they tried to trade him this offseason, right?
And getting more expensive in arbitration.
Yeah,
he won't
another
be cheap
good point.
Next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought that, like, Escobar could be the future second baseman. So if you got rid of Stott, Sosa could fill in for the rest of the year.
Well, Stott has even less value
like
than
the backup.
Bohm, probably.
But, and I think I got your answer, Joe.
Let me hear it.
Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home.
Well, I referenced it earlier. I'll write it down. You guys are giving me some famous answers, but they're kind of boring.
Ooh.
Do you want me to just play the audio right now?
I mean, we've got, what, 20 minutes left in the show.
All right,
yeah, do it.
Right now?
Just do it.
Guys, the audio alone should, might not, because you guys might all be jerks, but should convince you this is the most... This is the best ending ever to a movie. The audio alone.
This is going to be sappy.
It's definitely going to be
sappy. It stands the test of time.
When you play it.
Let's. All right. I got to hear it.
Ready?
Ready?
believe this has happened. I can't. And I just want to say thanks to Apollo for fighting me, Apollo. I want to thank Mickey for training me.
We love you, Rock!
And I love you too. Most of all, I want to thank God. Except for my kid being born. This is the greatest night in the history of my life. I just want to say one thing to my wife at home. Yo, Adrian, I did it!
The single greatest closing to a movie of all time. Rocky 2. I got Seltzer telling me Casablanca, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Oh, great. Give me Rocky freaking winning the title.
It's not the best.
That's the best. That's the best closing. That is Mariano Rivera.
Joe, I think I just need to stage an intervention.
By the way,
you.
Rocky 1 is the second best ever.
The answer to every movie just can't be every single thing about
Rocky.
No, it
can't be, but in this case,
it is. Either Rocky or the Wizard of Oz.
In this case,
or the
natural. Maybe the natural.
John, am I right or wrong?
Well, I mean, it's an awesome ending.
It's an amazing ending.
It's not the greatest.
Ben Davis, talk to me.
It's not as good as E.T.
Ah, oh,
well, hold on.
Good one.
What is the very, very end of E.T.? It's not up in the sky.
No. It's way earlier.
No, that's way earlier. So what is the end of E.T.?
The spaceship.
He just leaves,
back,
right?
Yeah, he just leaves. I don't think it's
No, that's a stinky ending. Yeah. He's gone.
It's not better than Usual Suspects. It's not better than Usual Suspects. It's not. It's not better than Usual Suspects.
I cried.
It is better than Usual Suspects.
Old Yeller.
Oh, come on.
Well,
they shoot him, John.
No, but that's not even the last.
Sixth Sense is better.
All right, Joe, Rocky 2, yes or no?
So Sixth Sense is the first one I thought of when I got in the car this morning. But hearing Rocky 2, it does add to it.
The audio, I agree. The audio, listening to the audio was almost better.
Yes. if a caller had brought up Rocky 2, I thought, oh, that was great. But hearing it, it does.
Come on. Thank you.
It is
you,
awesome.
Dude, you could put Rudy up and it would feel
Rudy's
compelling.
Rudy's
but Rocky.
But Rocks are fake.
It's also fake.
Rocks are
overrated.
Rocky hits
Rudy. Rudy drags.
Guys, what are you? Guys,
the movie
drags. It's the most overrated movie. Thank you, Joe. I say this
all forever to get to the end.
It's also fake.
Yeah. It is fake.
They didn't like
it. But I want to close this
and
conversation.
Real.
Guys, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl the two times, where did they go to celebrate?
The steps.
Yeah, the Rocky steps. Yeah. Thank you.
Not the Rudy steps.
Be a Philadelphia.
Rudge Street.
Go to Seth and Media. Seth.
We're not trading places. That
Seth, you know what. But then it go to the freaking the Union League.
Do we have the audio of Sixth Sense?
Yeah, that'll play well. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's been a while.
Seth, it's so hard to be so right so often, but it's my lot in life.
All right. Settle down there, Di. Settle down there, guy. Listen, I agree with Rhea. We need an intervention. I challenge this station to go the next 6 months without having an answer be Rocky or the Wizard of Oz. And I've won.
Or
I've
Star
won.
Wars.
That's impossible.
It's too much. You know how much we just sound like a bunch of homers every week. Oh, Rocky. Well, of course, Rocky. The movie rules. Of course.
Thank
Empire Strikes Back.
It's just all the time. Empire Strikes Back is great because I love when Joe comes back into the room and they're playing the Imperial March. I think that's the best.
Yes.
I think the real problem with Rocky 2 is it's the fourth best Rocky movie.
Return of the Jedi. Yeah,
and that's not including Creed, which might be better.
That's why it's
I think ending. 3 is the best.
James, you know how many times I've cried at the end of Rocky 2? I've probably cried more than 30 times at the end of Rocky 2.
It's so slow. Like, if we want to talk about like movies that drag, Rocky 2 drags, man.
Yeah, it's easy.
You know what? Maybe it goes 3-4.
Yeah, 1.
Shoot, 1-2.
Creed 2.
Creed's
Rocky
good.
2.
Creed's good.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, so let me. I have a question for Rube, and I'll make it quick, but. You were part of all of this, of the Phillies, you know, success, and then, you know, the
and then failure.
They had for those years. Yeah, I mean, listen, man, it's going to be hard for me to say this because I do respect the ever-living crap out of you. I really do. But at what point as a general manager do you realize that, oh, man, we just went too far? You know, because we
That's
ended
a great
up
question.
Having 10 years of, like,
purgatory with this team, and it was at the helm of like the end of your tenure there. So I just got to ask that the hard question is, like, at what point did you look at all of this and like the guy that you acquired or the deal that you made, and you went, oh geez, like that, I can't believe we let all of that go.
Well, I mean, it was 12 when everybody went down. And when everyone went down and we started selling, we had to sell 100 pence. I was like, this is just awful. But we had all our guys go down, and we just couldn't recover from it. And, you know, we tried to re-up in 13, and that was probably not a very good decision. We should have gone backwards. But, you know, there are other circumstances that were part of those decisions. I'm not going to get into. But, yeah, I mean, in 12 is when we knew, you know, we lost basically our most important players on the team. We lost Howard, Utley.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And Halliday, and you just can't, you know, we could not survive, you know, those three losses.
Yeah, Rube, I'll say this, I would add Cliff Lee because it wasn't long after that. I think you lost four of the top 15 players in baseball from being four of the top 15 players in baseball to not. And Seth, what I think you're asking about is more when you know that the prospects worked out somewhere else. That's a different one. Because, Ruben, the guys you traded, for the most part, really did not work out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Carrasco took a long time. He took like 6 years to become a really good player.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And Darno's the only other one.
And Darno was the other guy who was a good catcher, wasn't an all-star, but a good catcher. But I would redo all those trades. I would do every single one of them without hesitation.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear that. Seth, give me an answer, pal, for it. That was a great question.
Yeah.
A closing to a movie.
So this one was really fun for me, and I go back to it. Every time I see it, man, it makes me feel good. And I'll give you the line before I give you the title. The line is, I believe it's Rene Russo. She goes, nobody's going to remember who won or lost years from now. They're going to remember your 12. You remember King Cup?
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that being the end, but okay. Big Rene Russo fan, for what that's worth.
Wheelhouse.
As wheelhouse as it gets.
Oh, she's stunning.
I know. God bless her.
I miss her. She kind of went away.
Yeah, she kind of disappeared.
Career and kind of disappeared.
She kind of disappeared. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster. Secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Squeeze Ken Rosenthal, start with DD, best in the game. He is the reason we didn't win the World Series the last 3 years. He's done nothing. He made one move for Duran. It's great. He's a great closer. Start with DD. These Rosenthals just nauseating.
Well, listen, he is probably going to make the Hall of Fame. He has had a tremendous career.
He should, but it's been disappointing here.
It is, but we also got to say, the Phillies did get, when you got him, it did feel like a Pat Gill kind of thing, and their success did go up. I mean, we can't ignore the fact they've made the playoffs three straight years, and that's something we were dying for.
I guess Dombrowski was hungry like the wolf, but he's still not done.
Wow, look at that.
Bringing it all back to the Duran Duran thing.
I can't tell what's funnier, Joe DeCamera pretending he watches baseball or pretending he's an athlete in general. Pure comedy, either way.
What the hell's that?
Wow.
Comment?
That was outrageous.
What is that?
Shot.
That
was outrageous.
Okay. All right. Fine. Think what you want to think, buddy. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
My official reaction to that last caller is, I am rubber, you are glue. Whatever you say to me bounces off me and sticks to you.
I thought you were going to go Stephanie nice. Tanner.
So
that's healthy. That's healthy, Joe.
How rude. What do you got? Oh, that's another good one.
We have our Philly's not involved, but we have our first official trade of the day. We do have a trade. And it is involving a team that we've been talking about. The Guardians have made a trade with the Blue Jays. Stephen Kwan not involved. The Toronto Blue Jays have traded for Guardian starter Shane Bieber, who is coming back from Tommy John surgery. Has been pitching well in rehab starts. Gave up a their number five prospect, the Blue Jays, which is pretty surprising for Bieber. I didn't think he'd get that much. But the first official trade of the day, we are off and rolling.
All right, very good.
Not surprised, because Ross Atkins used to work for the Cleveland Guardians.
And Shapiro, Guardians, too, back in the day.
And Shapiro was also the GM. So they're very close with Chris Antonetti. Not surprised at all that the deal was done between them.
All right, Joe and Hugh coming up at the top of the hour. Now, we got to come up with a winning answer. Reminder, this is for Phillies tickets for Friday's game. In honor of Duran being the new closer for the Phillies, we're looking for the best closing ever in a movie. Big answers have been said today. Shawshank, that would be the scene on the beach. Rocky 1, that's when Rock loses, Adrian runs to the ring. They express love. Field of Dreams, catch, son and dad, and then it pans away to see the, I guess, the other people come into the field. Silence of the Lambs, going to have a friend over for dinner, Casablanca. It's a classic line, obviously.
Silence of the Lambs is pretty crazy.
I like that one. Seven was said. Godfather, the door closes Seven. On K. Planet of the Apes is a big answer.
But how about Philadelphia, Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense. It's a no-brainer.
I think it's Planet of the Apes, personally.
Ooh, I got Sixth Sense.
I'm saying Planet of the Apes or Sixth Sense.
I'm saying Sixth Sense.
Wizard of Oz, No Place Like Home?
No.
Sixth Sense.
All right. Rhea, what's your vote?
Sixth Sense.
John, you're Sixth Sense.
Yes. All right, or Planet.
I'm Planet of the Apes.
Well, John, you got to make a decision. Which one are you?
Sixth Sense.
All right, that's two for Sixth Sense. Ben, what do you got?
Seven.
Okay.
Good answer.
I got a lot of numbers going on here. I didn't need a movie with a number. That's confusing me. Ruben, give me an answer.
Sixth
what
sense.
Do you got?
Sixth Sense.
Okay, that's three for that. Joe, what do you got?
It's Sixth Sense.
That's it's four. That's it.
That's it.
It should have been, of those said by the audience, it should have been Rocky 1. God darn it.
Rocky 2.
Oh, my God.
No, of the ones said by the audience, Rocky 1, but the real answer is Rocky 2. Guys, the mystery is whether the hat fell off on purpose or not. You know, like, meaning, did the director put that into the script or not?
It's what everyone's thinking at the end
we'll
of the
We'll never
day.
Know. It's the transformation of Adrian from shy little cat to a dog.
Well,
and I mean that in a
Rocky
good way.
Rocky 3 on the beach.
Oh,
the beach.
Wow, the cat to dog.
Yeah,
thing.
Cat to dog.
Carrying that through.
Which is ironic because she goes from a dog to a good-looking gal. All right, everyone, have a great... Well, she won. Look at her in the beginning.
That's
not nice. She's like an old, maid in the beginning. In the beginning of the movie, even Paulie thought she was a dog. Paulie's like, you can't even get a husband. Hey, go get a freaking husband is what Paulie said.
By the way, did you know that Russo is 71 years old?
God bless her.
Wow. 71. She looks fantastic.
Three words. Works for me. Everyone, have a great rest of the day. Hey, look, the broadcast continues with Joe and Hugh and a cast of characters in the hours ahead. It's trade deadline day. 8 more hours to go. Stick with us from McGurk's on 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.